You're part of the family. Tell me about that sense of family, Floyd, with the Denver Broncos.
Well, you know, Tom is right. I've known Tom, and of course, he played for the Raiders as quarterback and coached up here in Seattle at the Seahawks where I am now, but he's absolutely right. There, you know, we used to have a deal where all of us would get together every Monday to watch Monday Night Football together as a team. We shared a lot of things with each other. We all lived in Denver, including some guys who were traded out. You know, the Raiders, Willie Brown, or Nehemiah Wilson, or people like that. We all stayed as a family, and we remain a family even though we play for other teams. They don't have that. I mean, people don't live in the same city they play in anymore, and they don't get involved with the community, which now the fans don't support as much as they did. You know, when I played for the Broncos, I've never heard them boo when we were losing. I hear it so much now during the games and the disappointment that fans have and players, and I don't know how that got to that. But in the book that I wrote, I dedicated chapter 13, to the world's greatest fans, which I thought the Broncos fans continue to be, even after I've been gone 20-plus years. They still are the world's greatest fans.